Next up, we've got Bob Voig with The Navigator.
I traded myself for sight, folding and unfolding light. I'm not alive and always in my mind. Stars are singing.
I would describe the song as slow and ponderous, and the lyrics are an impressionistic, amorphous blob of loss, starry-eyed dissolution, resignation, and despair. So it's a party track. I like the Wave of Mutilation-style guitar lines that were treated to in later verses. I think they sound great. I like the way that the last chorus kind of builds with a bunch of layers of instrumentation, and the final section ends in kind of a satisfying chorus or a crescendo on There's No Way Out. This is, you know, well-polished and artfully constructed, and I hate it. I am not opposed to being moved by feelings of resignation and despair as a general rule, but, you know, I think that this tries to tell me to feel this way rather than showing me something that makes me feel this way. And I think that's the difference.
Are all of our comparisons and references to either the Pixies or They Might Be Giants?
I think so. And they might be. That may just be us.
Yeah.
That in a Sartre side project band.
I kind of had similar stuff to say. I said, you know, okay, you know, back to the plodding emo grind that is the bulk of this song list. I didn't hate this song. I thought it sounds like the final song on Bob Voig's album, by which I mean it isn't the side two track one dance hit of the summer, but instead it's the plodding introspective number that builds up to a really majestic ending. The slow buildup from the sparse beginning is done really well. By the end, it sounds like a completely different song. It's well performed, and the arrangement and the mix are excellent. I'm not a really big fan of fade outs, but, you know, that's their decision.
Yeah, a lot of hate in the chat previously about fade outs. It's just like, just write an ending. Just do it. Just write an ending to the song. We know you can do it. You've done it on other occasions. You know, it's like, why fade out? You know, again, I'm also a child of the 80s, and there's a lot of fade outs in the 80s, and it's just, you know, make a choice. But yeah, I thought this one was a vibe. Like, you know, Bob Voig is another one of Gizzo's projects, and, you know, he's really good at reverbs and delays and painting textures with his songs, and, you know, it's just another one that's just filled with that sort of like ennui. Originally, I thought it was going to be about death, but then the second chorus, it's about someone else having easy tones, and then I got confused again. So I think this is another one where I wasn't going to be able to scrute the inscrutable. And I'm just now reading the liner notes, and so apparently this one is also about the book that Gizzo last read. So that's probably why I couldn't figure it out, similarly to why I couldn't figure out why seeds were withering in the sun, and it's because they were vampire seeds. And this one, apparently, it's space. So I probably just missed it.
We need to get into Crumpet and Gizzo's book club.
Their book club, yeah. It sounds like they're reading some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Don't do fade outs.
Honestly, you know, I was thinking that I could have gone for two more minutes of the, what is it, the There's No Way Out, just repeating, just There's No Way Out.
I mean,
just,
that was a very good part.
Yeah.
He's good at those vibe stuff. He's got it where it's just like, yeah, let's ride.
Yeah. And I can listen to you just telling me there's no way out for 2 minutes straight.